is up, you guys? Welcome back to Gals on the Go podcast. My name is Danielle, and it's just me today. Brooke is in Miami right now, enjoying her last college spring break. I just got back from the Bahamas a couple hours ago. That's why this episode is a couple days late, but we wanted to make sure we still got an episode up for you guys this week because, well, we love you guys, and we love recording. And it's about time for me to sit down and catch up with you guys again. I was just texting with Brooke before this. She is living it up in Miami. I'm so happy for her. She deserves it. I just got back from the Bahamas, like I said. I'll talk about my spring break a little bit before I get into the meat of this podcast. Today, I'm going to be talking about change, accepting change. I'm actually sitting in my home bedroom right now. I'm home in Tampa for a couple days. I went to the Bahamas from Saturday to Wednesday and then wanted to come home on my way back to Georgia. So I'm here for a couple days and I couldn't be happier. And I feel like the last time I did a solo episode when I was at home, I also talked about accepting change. It's something I'm still working on. So I just had some topics I wanted to talk about and I just thought it would be fun. So of course, as always, we're going to start off with the highlights and lowlights. Forgive me, my voice is a little raspy. I lost my voice while we're in the Bahamas. We were staying up pretty late. We were like out and I was like screaming and I have a little bit of a cough. So everything together is just really great. But honestly, I low-key was excited. I love raspy voices, but it's definitely a little bit harder for me to like get out each word. So I hope it's still enjoyable to listen to. But yeah, highlights and lowlights. We're gonna start with my lowlights of the week. My lowlight, honestly, is just that I am home and I'm not going to be home very long. I had a great time in the Bahamas and now I'm home and I'm just so happy to be home. Midterms were crazy. We had midterms right before we went on spring break. Last week was so crazy for me. We had midterms. I had my semi-formal. I also had to like pack and get ready for spring break. I had a ton of like video stuff, obviously homework. Like it was just a lot. So then going straight to the Bahamas and like having a college spring break, you know, it was relaxing, but it was still like a lot of on the go. So now I'm home and my brother, as soon as I landed, my mom dropped me off or picked me up from the airport, dropped me off at the house. And Freddie took me, my brother took me for a sunset boat ride. Very thankful to live on the bay. And it was just so nice. And it made me realize how much I love Florida and how thankful I am to like have grown up here. And my brother is actually leaving. His spring break starts on Friday. And he had already had plans to go to Colorado with his friend's family. He's going to tour some colleges out there. He got into Boulder. I don't know if he's going to go there necessarily, but they're just going to tour it for fun and go skiing. And he's leaving Friday and he has school all day tomorrow. So we really only had tonight to hang out, which is like so bummy because my brother and I are pretty close, and so he's a senior in high school right now, and, I don't know, I'm just, like, I'm trying, there's so much I want to do while I'm home, like, I want to go to my spin class, I want to see my friends that are home, I want to hang out with my mom and dad equally, you know, it's hard, it's, like, a good problem to have, obviously, but I just love being home, and it's so nice to, like, I don't know, have my mom cook for me, and hang out with her, and my dad, and my brother, I don't know, it's just nice, you know, so I don't know, it just kind of hit me tonight, like, I'm really only here till Sunday, because then I go back to Athens, but I'll be back soon for summer. I feel like after spring break, you go back, and you have, like, a month, and then you, like, are home for summer, so it's really not a big deal, I'm just being dramatic, but that's the only little light I can come up with. My highlight is, obviously, spring break, but I'll talk about that after this. My highlight is I did really well on my midterms, which I was really excited about. I don't know. Last week I really took academics first. Not that I don't always, but it was really like, I don't know, all of a sudden I have this urge to like do really well in school. I don't know why. I think it's because I'm finally taking classes that I'm really, really enjoying, not just the core classes. And I've always been honest with you guys about that. Like it was hard to like really always want to study for plant bio, for example. But my advertising class, my fashion merchandising class, and just stuff like that I'm, like, really into, so it feels so good to, like, love what I'm learning and then also do well in the courses. Like, I literally just got my midterm grade from my fashion merchandising class, which I thought was going to be easy, but I'll be real with you guys. I got a B on my first test, which I was not expecting. It was very humbling. And then my last test that I just took, my midterm for that class, I got 100. I've never gotten 100 in college, gotta be honest with you guys. So it was really exciting. I checked it while we were in the Bahamas, and it was just, like, the best feeling ever. So honestly, it was just kind of that. I haven't gotten my essay back yet, but it just feels good to, like, get good grades, because in college, it's harder to, like, get hundreds and 95s and stuff like that. And that's what I've been, that's what I got. So I'm just like really thankful. So yeah, that's that. As for my current favorite, oh my gosh, I totally wrote that down. I didn't even think of anything. Wow. Good for me. Honestly, probably this pair of shorts that I just got, I was wearing them all throughout spring break. They're from A Gold Day. I got them off of Revolve. I'll have them linked in the show notes per usual, but they just fit me well, and they're high-waisted, and they're kind of like mom style. They're like a little bit longer. I just don't like super short shorts where you can like see your butt cheek under. It's just not for me. I used to wear them all the time, but I guess as my body's matured, it just doesn't look right anymore. If I could rock them, I would. But these are like the perfect length. They go right into my butt and they look super cute and they're distressed. So little spring break recap for you guys. If you followed me along on my Instagram stories and stuff, you would have seen a good amount of it, but basically, my best friends, Delaney and McKenna, came with me. We are all KDs at UGA together. The three of us went to Atlantis in the Bahamas, in Nassau to be specific. It's a resort. We stayed at the Royal Towers, which is like the main pink hotel. Some of our friends split off and went to Mexico. Some friends went to LA. So a lot of our friends went to Fort Lauderdale. Like half of our sorority went to Fort Lauderdale, I swear. But we just really had this, we just wanted to go to the Bahamas so bad. And it worked out because I've talked about this before on the podcast, but my little and another girl in our sorority were going, Maddie and Kensley, and then a ton of my guy friends from SMU were going from high school, and then a ton of my friends from Auburn were going, and we all met up there and like I honestly had a high school reunion, so it was really, really fun. And they all got along with like my friends from UGA, so it was like fun. We had like a whole squad, and like we really had a routine of getting up in the morning. We went to this little breakfast like cafe place, got our coffee and croissants. Yeah, I did not eat healthy. They didn't have any healthy options at this resort, to be honest. They had like Caesar salad wraps. That was like the healthiest thing, and like fruit. We would do that, then we'd go to the pool beach, do all the water slides. There's this really fun, if you guys have been to Atlantis, guys, the Rapid River, you know what I'm talking about. We were addicted. We were like little kids. Me and all my friends, my guy friends, we were obsessed with getting in those inner tubes and riding the, there's a lazy river, but then there's a Rapid River. Oh my God, we just kept going around it. It was so, so much fun. It felt good to just like have my phone in my bag all day and whatever. It was just so fun. So yeah, I did film while I was there. I didn't do like a talking vlog because I knew it was just going to be hard to do, and I was with a ton of people and I didn't want to be annoying, but I did film clips each day and made like a fun little montage. I actually edited it all on the plane today because I was so excited about it. It made me happy. So that'll be probably going up this weekend. I don't know if you guys have seen it yet when this goes up. Probably not, I'm guessing. I don't really know. But yeah, it was just overall really fun. So yeah, we'd do our breakfast. We'd go to the pool beach all day. We literally stayed at the resort. We never left the resort because there's so much to do. And then at night, we'd go in from the pool around 6 or 7. We would all shower, get ready, and then go to some sort of dinner. Last night, on our last night, we went to Nobu with a ton of our friends. That was really fun, just to ball out and go to Nobu. It was really, really nice. And I talked about this in a video, in a haul video, but I just love the feeling of, like, being at the pool slash beach all day and getting sun, and then going back to your hotel room and, like, showering and, like, putting on a sundress and feeling tan, and then going to dinner with your friends at sunset. I don't know why, but it puts me in the... It's just like a good feeling, and it gives off good vibes, and it was just a great week. So yeah, I'm very thankful for that. I met a lot of subscribers while I was there, so thank you to everyone who came up to me. It's so crazy how I can be somewhere like the Bahamas and meet so many of you. So that was really cool, and it was, I'll touch on this, the drinking age is 18 there, so I didn't really drink a lot at all, but I would get like, you know, like a strawberry daiquiri or something. We'd have champagne at dinner or wine. It was really nice. Felt classy. And it was just nice because we felt legal. So we never like got like a ton of drinks. We would just kind of like get a drink or two by the pool. It just felt cool and mature. So overall, great trip. Highly recommend. I still have so many photos to post on Instagram. Instagram's like down today. I don't really understand. I've been trying to post a story for 8 hours. It's just, I should give up at this point. So hopefully by the time this podcast is up, Instagram is back up. So yeah, that's my little spring break recap. And then obviously now it's Wednesday and I'm here in Tampa, Florida until Sunday. And I'm just hanging out with my family, friends, going to see my high school's spring musical because that's this weekend. And I was heavily involved in theater in high school. So I'm that alumni that goes back to every show I possibly can. Going to the spa one day with my mom, and we're going to do like a beach day, going on the golf cart with my dad, getting dinner, you know, hanging out. There's not a ton of time for me to do stuff, but It's definitely really nice. Also, just wanted to say a quick thank you to Shoe Dazzle for sponsoring this week's episode. I love Shoe Dazzle. We've talked about it on the podcast before. Brooke loves them as well. No matter what styles you're looking for, Shoe Dazzle is the place to get your shoe fix. It's not just that, though. They have shoes, clothing, accessories. They have a ton of different ways to kind of elevate your look, which is, like we've talked about, one of Brooke's resolutions for the year. They've got all the latest trends, obviously very inexpensive. You can shop as a guest if you wish, but I really suggest you guys shopping as a VIP member. It's the best way to go. You're given this really fun style quiz that helps you like pick and choose and gives you options of things you can check out and some new shoes that you can get. Most importantly, VIPs save 30% off most retail prices all day, every day, and you get free shipping and returns, not to mention tons of other exclusive sales and perks. And it's flexible, so each month you can choose to shop or skip. Love that. And again, you get 30% off every single day. Now's the time to sign up as a VIP because right now you'll get your first pair of shoes for 75% off, as low as $10. You can't beat that. This is an exclusive deal for podcast listeners, so make sure you go to shoedazzle.com/galsonthego to get it. That's shoedazzle.com/galsonthego to step up your look today for as low as $10. shoedazzle.com/galsonthego. Now talking about accepting change. I don't know why. I'm in a very reflective mood, if you will. I was trying to pull up this quote. You guys should totally follow. I think it's called Rainbow Salt on Instagram. Her name is Bianca Spiracino. I found her through Katie Bellotti on her Thick and Thin podcast. And it just, she posts all these quotes and they're always really good. It's either about like letting go or loving or something like that. And I found it. I pulled up this one and I don't know. One of my New Year's resolutions was to be able to accept change. And when I say accept change, I mean literally like if a friend changes plans on me, that I'm like chill with it. Like I'm a Virgo, I'm into horoscopes, and I have this problem where if the plan goes astray, I freak out and I think everything's wrong and I don't get mad, but sometimes I'll freak out a little bit. And I just hate being like that, and I wish I was more of, like, a go-with-the-flow type of person. I am type A, but I'm not always type A. Like, I'm pretty chill sometimes. I don't really understand myself, but I'm just trying to be more like, okay, like, that happened. Like, I'll feel what I feel, but then I'll move on. Or not even just move on, just be like, okay, that happened for a reason. Like, let's, you know, do this instead. I don't know, like, I don't know. And so you learn, like, I think I've done better about it. Like, I've just tried to be more chill. Like, okay. And it's hard for me to let go of things sometimes because, like, especially when it comes to stuff that I have knowledge in, I don't know. Like, I feel like, I don't know what I'm saying right now. But sometimes I'm like, okay, like, that person thinks they're right. Like, but I'm like, I know I'm right. You know, it's just stuff like that. And then, but it's so hard when you know you're right and then you just like, just know no one's going to listen to you. So you're like, okay, whatever, we'll do it. And then you end up being right and you're like, mm-hmm. But then, oh, it's just, ugh. I don't even know what I'm saying right now. It's 10:15 p.m. right now. But yeah, I just had some points of accepting change, some things that I'm working on. Like for one, Freddie, my brother, and I went on the boat today and we were talking about college and how he's going to be gone this fall. And my brother applied to schools all over the country, as did I when I was applying, so he has every right to, too. I don't think he'll end up going to UGA. It's not, I mean, I'd love for him to, but there's some other schools that I think would be better for him. He got into Furman University in South Carolina, which would be really cool, because that's like an hour and a half from UGA, so obviously I'm like, yes, but like, he needs to make his own decision. He also got into Chapman University in California, which is a big deal. I'm so proud of him. We toured that. It's a great school. And then, you know, he got into some other, like, southern schools, and he got into Boulder, and he just has lots of options. And it's just, I'm so, like, I know I was the oldest, so it's just me and my brother. So I left for college, obviously, and so whenever I come back, he's here. So it works out for me, but I'm sure for him it was a big difference to, like, not, I mean, he's told me how weird it was not having me home all the time. And so now I'm getting used to the idea of, like, yeah, I came back because this week's my spring break, but, like, next year, him and I might not have the spring break, and I might come back and he's at school, or we have different fall breaks, or, you know, it's just, it's gonna be weird. And that was just one thing that hit me today. And it's just a part of life and growing up. But, like, even just, like, coming home today, home, I'm still used to my dog greeting me, Miley. God, I still get so emotional about it. Huh, I did not mean for this to be a sad podcast. It's not a sad podcast. And you know, it's just still something you have to get used to. So that is one thing. With that, I was going to read this quote to you guys and I totally didn't. Okay, this is a mouthful and my voice is kind of shot, but this is from Rainbow Soul, and I read this quote last week and I was like, wow, needed this. This is by Bianca Spiracino. You have to let go. You have to let go because when you hold on, when you keep something alive inside of you, you are allowing for your past to take up the space in your heart and in your mind that is meant for your future. You have to let go because at the end of the day, if you're going to find the human being who's going to bring you the deepest kind of joy, if you're going to find the person who's going to help you experience the kind of love you've always deserved, you have to make sure that you will be ready for it. You have to make sure that you'll be open to it, and you cannot make a home within your heart for the person who will someday care for you in the softest ways if someone else's memory is still living there. You have to let go. You have to accept that sometimes beautiful things end, that sometimes people leave, that sometimes two human beings do not beat the odds, and you have to find closure in that. Sorry, mouthful. You have to heal. You have to move forward. You have to believe in the version of you that is laughing in bed on a Sunday morning with the person they love 20 years from now, because you deserve that future. It is waiting for you. Choose it. God, I'm going to get teary-eyed. And I know this all sounds like it's about love, and I just read that out loud, and I'm like, wow, it sounds like this is about love. And yes, like, that can apply to it, but I just, basically what she was saying is you have to let go because you're not going to find joy in the future if you're still thinking about something in the past. Like, beautiful things do end. Like, my dog, I'm sorry, was amazing, and she was great for me for a certain part of my life, and, you know, things like that happen. So why am I getting so emotional? But even, like, with Joey, like, so actually, my ex-boyfriend, Joey, we dated for a year, and actually a year ago today, I don't even think he realizes that, but a year ago today, we broke up, and it took me a year to get over it. I now realize that he was in my life for a certain period of time, on a smaller scale. Being on trips with friends, traveling with friends, you have to be flexible. And that is something I'm still learning how to do. Like, even just going to the Bahamas with two of my best friends, you know, we all have different opinions about things, about what times to do what, who wants to do the water slide, who wants to tan, you know. And so that was just another thing for me to learn. Like, I don't know, maybe this is a reminder for you guys, but sometimes other people do have good ideas. And if you just let loose a little bit, it is fun. Like, there was this one water slide. I love water slides, but there's this one called the Abyss at Atlantis that I just did not want to do. It was like, every time someone went down it, they just screamed. And our guy friends were telling me, you just literally go straight down. I'm like, what's the point? Like, I had a sunburn on my back. I was just being a granny. I was like, no, like, it's going to hurt my back. Like, it's going to skid against my back, and it just goes straight down. Like, what's the point? And I did it, and I didn't, like, have a blast or anything, but just landing in the pool, seeing all my friends, like, looking at me like, yes, you did it, you know, and it was an adrenaline rush for sure. It didn't hurt my back, but it wasn't, like, that fun or anything, but I'm glad I did it, and I'm glad I wasn't that one person that, like, my friend McKenna, like, made me go before her. She's like, because you're just going to walk downstairs, and I was like, oh my god, that was a great idea. I didn't think of that, but I know that sounds so dramatic, but that was just one example of, I don't know, me just trying to accept change, and I know that sounds really weird, but I'm coming to the conclusions that life happens, and change is inevitable, as everyone says. And sometimes you don't understand why change happens right away, and then you realize it a little bit later. Like, for the longest time, I did not realize why my last relationship ended. I mean, it was very mutual. We both did it, but I was just kind of like, why? Like, you know, it was hard for me for a while. And then I made more friends in college, and he did more with his work, and I just grew more as a person, and I got more into my work. And I got more guy friends, and I just had more fun. I was more present. I was having more fun in college, and now I've met someone new, and it's really exciting, and it's just another chapter in my life. But I wouldn't experience these new things if I didn't let go of certain things in the past. It doesn't mean you have to, like, let go of a person or let go of a memory completely. It's more of just like, okay, let me accept this for what it is, and live my life, but still think of it fondly, but just not be sad about it and dwell on it, because it just literally isn't existent anymore. On another note, on an exciting note, I'm not going to say it now because Brooke isn't here, and I want us to say it together, but Brooke and I just got a really exciting opportunity, I guess, for the podcast. Something I just don't want to steal the thunder, because this is a co-hosting situation and it feels weird. It's kind of weird doing solos because we, you know, we're gals on the go, we do it together, but every now and then we got to do what we got to do, and it's nice to sit down and talk alone. But anyways, Brooke and I started Gals on the Go in August of 2018. And we started it very organically, just like we started our YouTube channels, very organically. We didn't know how to do a thing, just recording on a USB mic, on QuickTime Player, you know, slowly learning. And this podcast has become something for us that, if, you know, I feel like it really affects a lot of you guys in good ways, I hope. And we've, like, developed this community, and we've gotten to do amazing things and meet so many of you, and it inspires me, and we have this whole movement going on now that, you know, I don't want to say it, but good things are happening for the podcast. We'll literally say it next week. I just don't want to steal the thunder from Brooke. Gals on the Go is finally, it's getting some recognition from higher ups, and we're really, really, really thankful, and I can't wait to talk to you guys more about it. But just thank you guys so much for sticking along this journey. We have no intention of ending anytime soon. It's actually just beginning. So very, very thankful for that. We finally just solidified a trip that we're doing this summer. That's about to be really fun for Gals on the Go to go together. And so excited. So yeah, that is honestly everything I had to talk about accepting change. I just sat down and wrote a ton of things down on this random notebook I have on my desk. It feels so nice to, like, be in my room at home. I don't know why I'm so emotional tonight. I don't know. I think it's the lack of sleep mixed with traveling, mixed with natural emotions. But yeah, all is well over here. I'll be back in Athens next week, so Brooke and I will be recording another podcast. Yeah, I'm trying to think of anything else I have to update you guys on. I really got vulnerable in this episode. That's why I love the podcast. It's just so easy. I feel so comfortable talking to you guys. And everything like that. All right, so I just tweeted out, since Instagram is down and I can't post an Instagram story to Gals on the Go podcast, which you guys should follow at Gals on the Go podcast on Instagram. It's a good time. That's where we usually ask you guys to submit questions. We post when a new episode's up. We involve you guys in extra special things, and we post inspirational quotes each week as well. So definitely go follow that. But I just tweeted out on my Twitter asking you guys to submit some questions really quick for me to answer, as I know this episode is a little bit shorter. Usually our episodes are really long, but when it's just me and it's my raspy voice and I'm just kind of sleepy, I can't think of things to talk about on my own, me stubbing Brooke to, like, bounce off of, because she, like, keeps me awake. She keeps me going, man. She's just a firecracker. I love that girl. So yeah, I just want to answer some questions because I want to make sure we're all up to date. I literally tell you guys everything. So let's see. Emily asks, motivation for senioritis in high school. It's getting so hard. That's so funny. My brother was just telling me how it's so hard to, like, stay inspired, especially once you start getting into colleges that you applied to. It's like, oh yeah, I'm chill. One thing that kept me going was that schools do look at your end of the year grade. Like, yeah, they accepted you. Maybe your first semester of it, they do look. Like, if all of a sudden you fail, like, they might change their mind. They don't usually, but that's something to keep in mind to keep your acceptance. Also, for me, I was really close with a ton of people in high school, and so what kept me going was just to be with them for the last few months. And my school did a great job of doing lots of senior events. Like, we had senior day, we had college day, we had, like, all these different days, and it was so much fun. And we had senior skip day, and it was just, you don't want to miss out, because then you regret missing out. There were a few things that I did miss out on because I was traveling or whatever. And I'm kind of sad about it, because high school is one of those things you legit can't go back to. You can go back to college, but you can't go back to high school. What is one current trend you just can't get on? Okay, I hope I'm not offending anyone here. This is a trend that I think some people actually look good in, but I just can't do, and I can't see myself doing anytime soon. the barrettes hair clip situation that makes me remind me of myself when I was younger. I don't know. It just, I haven't tried it, but I mean, I have some friends that have like really rocked it, and some bloggers I follow wear those like big pearl clips with the blogger outfits. Looks so good. Like, I'm not here to tell you like, oh, it's ugly. Like, I know I wear dad sneakers and stuff, but that's one trend I can't get on my body. Like, I just can't do the hair clips. That would be my one. Let's see. What's your favorite thing about the Southern College experience? I was actually thinking about that today. I just love how everyone's so happy and nice all the time. I mean, everyone gets in bad moods, whatever, but as a whole, it's a very happy campus. The game day is really fun. Country music is around. I mean, people don't really play country all the time, but I don't know. Everyone's just really cool and fun, and it's like the perfect college experience in my books, so that would be that. If you lived in New York City, which part would you live in? If you asked me today, I'd say like downtown, West Village area, maybe Chelsea. Honestly, I really like Chelsea right now. More just downtown New York. What is your favorite thing about being in a sorority? That's really, really hard. Honestly, just like always having things to do. They always have events planned. And obviously you get into a sorority because they think you're going to really enjoy it and they think you're going to get along with the girls. So a lot of the girls in my sorority, I have a lot in common with. Oh my God, I just smelled smoke for a second and freaked out a little bit and thought my house was burning down, but I think we're chill. I think I was just thinking things. A lot of you guys want me to touch on this whole college scandal situation. It all came about so fast. I don't want to say too much because, you know, it's about a fellow YouTuber part of it. It's crazy because, like, we all kind of assume, certain people, you're like, oh yeah, like, they got in because their parents have money, or they got in because their parents donated money to a school. But it's like, when we all assume that, we just kind of think, like, accept it, kind of. But then when you actually hear how they do it, it is kind of crazy. And the only thing I'm going to say is it does make me upset because kids who are so deserving and study so hard and work so hard, and kids who want to be on sports teams at certain schools, you know, that work really hard to train and hopefully get recruited by their dream college, you know, their spots are taken by other people. And that is the one sad part. But then also the sad part is a lot of these kids, some kids, they didn't know that their parents paid for them to get into a school. And like, I was thinking about it, like, if I found out that my dad, for some reason, like, paid all this money for me to get accepted into the University of Georgia, like, I'd be so sad. I'd feel so crappy about myself. I would be hurt. I would feel like my dad doesn't think much of me. You know, I just wouldn't feel deserving, and it would be really, really sad. So I'm almost more sad for the students who didn't know that this was going on. But then there were students that knew that were going on, and they were getting extra help for the SATs, which I'm salty about because, I don't know, I think you can just pay a lot less money for an SAT tutor and you're chill. Like, someone got into Yale, like, what? Like, I toured Yale and loved it, but I knew I wasn't going to be able to get in, you know? Anyways, that's all I'm going to say about that. I think it's crazy, but it's also, like, so weird because I feel like everyone always just kind of assumes certain people get into certain schools because of money. But then when you actually hear about how it's done and, you know, to what extent, that is crazy. And it's going to ruin a lot of people's reputations, and it's crazy. So I'm very thankful that I got into my university with myself and who I am as a person and my grades and everything. Like, I'm very proud of that. It makes me more thankful for who I am and the family I am in and the supportive family I have. So yeah, that's all I'm going to say about that. But I am shooketh to the core, guys. This is some tea for sure. But yeah, that's it. Thank you guys so much for tuning into this week's podcast. My voice is going slowly, but I love you guys so much. Next week, Brooke and I will be back in the studio. We'll talk to you guys about our big announcement, everything like that. So thank you guys so much for listening. I will talk to you guys very soon, and accept change, yeah? Okay, bye-bye.